Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh, they're doing a countdown. Look at this.
Yeah, it's Foldy. It's origami countdown.
Or of numbergami.
Reverse origami.
Yeah.
The unfolding of things.
Yeah. Oh, now they're in the theater there. I kind of like it. I don't know about this. Okay, there you go.
This is Bethesda.
Bethesda. All right, we'll see what we got. It's going to be like a...
They also do a lot of this. Well, I shouldn't say that I know that's what this is, but they do a lot of humanizing of their employees, which I like.
Yeah. Gamers, or game makers, are people.
Maybe you shouldn't go online and yell at them all the time.
From different countries... We have different interests.
Okay, we don't really know what's happening with Bethesda today, except we know we have two leaked games, Rage 2 and Fallout 76. Beyond that, I think we don't really know if there's much else new, do we?
No, I think that's all we know. And they mostly came out and talked about it, which means either they're great.
Yeah.
that means they're mostly okay with it, or, you know... Maybe they have a couple other surprises.
That video just got ruined with that part. I'm just going to say.
What, the guy just banging his other friend on the head with a sword?
Yeah.
They're doing Foley work. What else do you want to do?
Yeah, I guess. And fed. We keep our
fans happy. And it takes a bunch of people to make a video game doing weird stuff. We keep the books balanced. Discover new. Take someone drumming.
We keep ourselves drumming. Most of all, we work
together as old friends. Takes virtual ping pong with actual ping pong. Is our passion for
games. What were they doing? Oh, I don't know. If I worked at Bethesda, I don't think foosball would be my choice of recreational activity. I don't know. Maybe not. We're creating it. Maybe you need the simplest of games when you work at a place that makes complex games.
Yeah. To Softworks, how may I direct your call? You can start the
show. All right. Oh, geez. I forgot how bloody that game was. All right.
Well, while that's happening.
I mean, they've got Rage 2 stuff in this hype video, which makes me think they intended to talk about it beforehand.
Yeah.
Well, this hype video could have been made last week.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, they last minute slapped the stuff together. All right. Todd Howard, get your ass out here, buddy. And
now, please welcome Bethesda's global... Now we gotta get Pete Hines first.
Pete Hines. No, Pete Hines, that's right.
He always has such a level of intensity, I feel like he's trying to actually look at me through the screen.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much. You sound good. I love you too. You look good? You guys ready to go? As Paula said, my name is Pete Hines, and I'm delighted to be back on stage for Bethesda's fourth annual E3 Showcase. Now, all kinds of surprises.
There have been four of these. Tonight, so
yeah, we've covered all four of them.
The audience, yeah, I guess
or
we have.
You're one of the millions who are watching around the world. Settle in, get ready for the very best in gaming. Our theme this year is... Create, and it's a theme embraced by our 10 studios spread around the globe, the incredibly talented folks who make the Bethesda games that you'll soon be playing. But as you saw in our intro video, it's not just developers. Everyone at Bethesda is a part of the team
that even brings the games to life. Drumming secretary.
Then so all of you, because we create the worlds, but
like
you create your own
adventures,
stories, right. and experiences, and it's your passion for games that drives us every day to strive for excellence. The past year has been an exciting one for Bethesda as we released some of the best games of 2017. Games like Prey, Dishonored: Death of the Outsider, The Evil Within 2, Wolfenstein 2.
Sometimes I forget all the games they make.
We even released exciting updates
yeah.
for The Elder Scrolls
Online.
It's kind of
crazy.
We brought,
they really are trying and succeeding in being a huge developer's publisher
Fallout 4 and Skyrim, plus
monster.
Doom VFR, and we even released our first two games for the Nintendo Switch. So we were thrilled when Metacritic named us the top publisher in
Metacritic.
The industry.
Metacritic. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Across all
you just
of
got
our games.
Metacritic.
But tonight is about the future. We're here to show you where we're headed and the games that we're creating that you'll soon be playing, the worlds that you'll be inhabiting in the next year and beyond. So, we're starting with a game that we announced a few weeks ago
nice.
Through our
Zing, take
Walmart
that Walmart
Canada.
Canada.
Yeah, take it. Oh, they're joking about how stuff got leaked.
Perhaps best known for their low prices and ability to keep a secret.
Oh, zing, dude.
So let's get things started with a look at Rage 2.
All right, very interested in this. Very, very, very. It's the right studio, it's the right look, it's the right everything. I love Avalanche.
Oh, it was like they were going into a trailer and then a guy just came out.
Oh, what?
All right!
Who is this?
My name's
Andrew,
Andrew WK,
I guess.
And we came to party!
They came to party.
Are you ready to rage?
Oh.
I said, are you ready
okay,
to
I
kind
of hate this, John.
Yeah, it's always a problem when there's instruments on the stage.
Yeah.
Are you ready to rage?
Just show us the video game.
Let's have some fun!
No.
No, this is what Rage 2 is, actually.
It's just a music game. It's a music rhythm game.
Yeah. It's the new Rock Band. I think Andrew WK is actually a person, maybe, but I don't know.
I have no idea who it is.
Those people were not mic'd.
It's, this is the song from that trailer.
Uh-huh. A shot of the crowd just having a good time.
There's a couple people in there that are rocking out. Everybody else in that crowd looks like they'd rather see a video game.
Okay, what if you played the game?
Can you play the game instead of this?
Does this game use Rock Band instrument support? Is that what you're announcing?
Bethesda,
I gave mine to Goodwill.
Bethesda has purchased... who made Rock Band? I forgot their names.
Harmonix?
Harmonix. Bethesda buys Harmonix. It makes a Rage rhythm game. His jeans are too tight. I'm just going to go out on a limb.
Is it at all ironic that they're singing a song about get ready into a performance where I was already ready and this is what's keeping me from being ready?
Except that guy, dude.
No, that guy didn't want any part of it.
Uh, All right. This is not exactly what I expected.
Surprise musical number. Not a welcome addition to the E3 lineup.
No.
Yeah, they need to stop doing the crowd shots. The crowd is not jiving with this. It's about a... about a maybe 30% into it versus the rest, not so much.
I feel like the crowd, the directors there are just like, make sure we're ready for a bunch of crowd cuts. People are going to be rocking and pumping fists and stuff, and they're not. He's sweaty now.
They left, which is a good sign.
Yeah.
Let's give it up again for
Well, that guy's a monster.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure that midlife Chewbacca isn't going to rock out in a minute here.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tim Willits, and I am the studio director. At
oh, I love Tim Willits.
And I'm Magnus Nedfors.
He's got an awesome accent, though.
I am Magnus Nedfors. He's a badass.
That's so good.
Rage is back.
I hate this
now,
press conference so far.
We had a ton of crazy ideas when we started planning Rage 2. And we needed the right studio to bring our vision to life. Now, we've admired the open world chaos in all of Avalanche Studios' games. And as we're about to show you, they delivered
he's taller than him.
Big time.
Yeah, a lot. Dude, freaking Thor is out there, man. Look at that guy.
I'm kidding, man. And well, no, they put him next to like the tiniest, like the most opposite guy.
Little Tim Willits.
And look, I say that as a guy who's far more like the guy on the left than the guy on the right, but they really set him up for failure on this one.
Why are they not talking?
They're hyping the crowd.
Well, speaking for everyone at Avalanche Studios, this is really a dream to come true for us.
He's nervous. Just,
yeah, I feel like they pulled a Viking out of a time machine and taught him to make video games.
Even more exciting than that has been to work with
these
guys.
He's nervous, but he looks like he kicked the shit out of everybody.
These guys invented the first-person shooter.
So he's probably nerding out big time. It's Tim freaking Willits.
And they still make the best shooters out there. So it's been a really great collaboration to bring you.
We brought this guy from Skyrim. We'd like to introduce. My God.
I used to be in Skyrim, then I took an arrow to the knee. Now I program in C++.
Yes.
You play as Walker, the last ranger of the wasteland. Now, you know, I can talk all
I look like I'm going to barf, but I'll be okay.
The powers you'll use, the vehicle combat, and of course, you know, the crazy open world. But I know that you are here
to see the game. I feel
like
the game is standing right next to you.
Well, not only do we have Rage 2 playable at our booth at E3, but we've got for you an extended look at the world and gameplay of Rage 2.
Let's surprise a second band.
Yeah, another band. Get ready.
Asteroid on a collision course with Earth.
All right, here we go.
Global extinction event.
80% of the Earth's population dead.
God turned his back on humanity long ago. It wasn't a war. It wasn't global warming.
I didn't know asteroids rolled that way.
Fucking asteroid.
Oh, dude. Let's get those F-bombs out.
I was born in this shithole. Parents murdered. An orphan of this wasteland. An army of mutants killed everyone I ever loved. All that's left is hate, fear, and the need for survival.
And the need for speed.
See, this game looks good.
Yeah, I'm all in on this, dude.
I stood by, did nothing.
I was all in on the first one, too, so
ranger of this wasteland.
I didn't like it.
One thing left to do.
You think they're going to go into a mine and have to fight a bunch of undead on an elevator?
Yeah, actually I do.
Hello, E3, and welcome to the world of Rage 2.
Hello.
In a moment, we'll dive headfirst into the Eden spaceport mission, where Walker, our main protagonist, is out to find a rare artifact that will aid
him. Good campaign, dude.
To
a good
take
campaign.
Down the authority.
I like a good campaign.
Big on the cars. That's probably the Mad Max influence right there.
Well, and remember, Avalanche made the Mad Max game,
yeah.
Which I liked a lot. But it was a little tame for Avalanche. Like, I don't feel like they were able to take the gloves off. This is where they can do that. They can go nuts.
Pulling down the eco pod from orbit and securing the untainted nanotrites therein.
This is the kind of game that I would get a better graphic card just to make it look as good.
Oh, yeah, I would as well.
If it's a good game, assuming.
Yeah. Well, I'm already in, so it doesn't even matter what they show me now. Oh, my Lord. I want this so bad.
This really is a Scott game, isn't
it? It's such a Scott game. They made it for me. Your wits about you, Walker. The goon squad may look whimsical, laughable even, but believe me, behind their playful appearance, they are very,
very dangerous. When do you think Bo's gonna give us one of those?
Oh my gosh! That weapon. What are they trying to compete with God of War for coolest weapon in a video game?
I guess. Hey, that's a competition we all win on. Because watching the music video for the game.
What?
Rocket singing songs to da. It mounts on the wall. It's motion sensor activated. Is the Ruckus the Crusher talking acting? If it can be yours wild at last, Rage 2.
I don't get it.
I don't know what that was, but I approve the use of FMV.
Yeah. The AI looks good, doesn't it? The way they're
it
hopping
does.
Around.
This looks like what I wanted Rage 1 to be.
Yeah.
Kill your way to the EcoPod mission control of the third floor.
I'll bet you if you ask Carmack and those guys, the last thing they did before he left and started working at Oculus. But I'll bet he'd say the same thing.
What I like about this, and we also saw it with Cyberpunk, is that these are, you know, kind of dystopian universes, but they're still bright and colorful.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't need to go single tone, sepia, you know.
Look for the central computer. You will initiate the recall procedure for Eco 15. Still in orbit.
Plus, I'm fine with the idea that there's still, like, technological stuff happening in hidden away places and everyone else has gone to shit. Oh my gosh, dude. Sign me up for this game tomorrow, please. They're going to give a release date. If it's not November, I'm going to poop myself. Right here on camera. Chat room, you're going to see it happen live. I'm going to poop right here.
You need to be very careful with the things you promise sometimes. Also for you,
there is an extra. I promise to poop myself.
What's the game that if you end up liking, you have to stick a needle in your penis?
What was that? I don't remember now.
Was it?
It was some anime thing or something? I don't remember.
No, it wasn't the anime thing. It was something I thought you might actually like, which was what was so shocking about the claim. It might have been Fallout 76.
Oh, maybe. Oh, right. I said if it's like if it's like DayZ style survival, Rust or whatever. Just am not into it.
Gosh, he made a football helmet for himself.
Oh, look at that.
He likes the football.
It's I'm so in. I mean, honestly, you know, there's some rumor going around that because the movies are in limbo and they can't make any more games for Mad Max until that's all worked out, that these guys, because they were already contracted to do it, they were well into development on it, and that they had all this stuff just now stuck in limbo because of the lawsuits.
Yeah.
And it approached them and said, yo, how, you want to use that stuff? Let's make Rage 3 or 2. They went, oh, okay.
From Bethesda Softworks, Christian Van Hoos.
Ooh, Christian Van Hoos coming out talking about card games. We can all sleep for a minute.
How's it going, everybody? I'm Christian Van Hoos, community manager for The Elder Scrolls Legends. For the past year, we have taken what I think is
community
the best digital card
guy.
Game
Why is not a developer
and made it even better. New cards,
they're busy
new
making
modes,
cards,
new ways
Scott.
To play, oh. And much more.
Shows what I
but we wanted to push ourselves even further. So tonight, I'm thrilled to announce that we will soon be relaunching The Elder Scrolls Legends.
Wait a minute.
With
relaunching?
Brand new, totally overhauled visuals. I'm also very excited to let you all know that Legends will be
just
available
have someone walk in
later
front of the camera
on Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4.
Getting an overhaul? Why? It was all right. It looked good. I like
but
that game. Actually,
no
it's pretty good.
There's no reason to wait to play the game that Apple awarded Best of the Year in 2017. Download The Elder Scrolls Legends for free and join me tonight. On PC, mobile,
don't you have to
tablet.
Be older than 13 to
any
work
progress
there?
You make in the game will be carried over to the console through your Bethesda Net account.
Who let this baby on the stage?
And now, let's take a look at the future of Legends and see why this
don't
isn't just
tell
my
me
favorite
what
card
I
game,
like.
But will soon be yours as well.
All right.
It starts small. One game is all it takes. But Legends never stay simple, never stay small. This is action. This is story. This is competition. This is easy to
this
pick up.
This is the amount of money
this
you'll spend on our game.
You will stand in a dark room and play it by yourself.
This is a 5-minute train ride.
You will grow a beard.
This is a 5-hour marathon.
Even if you're a woman.
You play. This is for anywhere you play. This is for strategy.
This is a man
fans.
Being assaulted
this
by
is
light.
For those who want magic at their fingertips. This is for those who want dragons at their command. This is a game where legends are born. This is for you.
Okay, well, that's fine. What we got here?
From ZeniMax Online.
Now, see, this would be another yawn for me, but you're into this.
Well, I like
you're
this game, yeah.
Field,
I like ESO.
Thank
it's
you.
Good.
Thanks, everyone. I'm Matt Fyroar. I'm the game director on The Elder Scrolls Online. thank you. before I get started tonight, I just want to do a shout-out.
The guy
out.
Who did
really
not
want
to be cheered, but was willing to go with it.
Yeah.
Talented
people. All right, I guess you're cheering for me now. I guess that's the thing.
Possible.
All right.
He's waiting for it now. Oh, boy. Where are my plants at?
So standing here on stage, I'm representing a whole lot of amazing people at ZeniMax Online Studios that I go to work with every day. It's a great honor and privilege. So I go to work with them every day, but at night, I go home, log into Elder Scrolls Online, and I get to play games with you guys, the best gaming community in online gaming.
It's actually a pretty great MMO. In a world where there's no WoW, it's probably the best. It's probably
the
biggest one ever.
You know, we make them and we play them just as much as you guys do. It's what we do. You know, so you might not know it, but
I know
we're
what
right
you're
there
doing.
Alongside. I'm playing there
I know
with
what you.
I'm
PRs,
dungeons,
are,
I'm exploring our
peers
quests,
are doing.
Crafting,
yeah, I heard.
Creating my house, PvPing, stabbing. Yeah, that was me.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm really humbled to say that the Elder Scrolls Online community just keeps getting bigger. We're over 11 million players now.
Of course, that's also a hard metric to define, especially for a free game.
Yeah.
And over a million of those
11
million is
pretty good, though.
So last year was really great for us in a whole lot of ways. We were named MMO of the Year.
Dude, you gotta quit doing that.
Straight year.
Now stop. He needs to stop asking for the applause.
Morrowind.
I got a taste. Now feed them to me.
A lot of great DLC. And just last week, we released Somerset, the latest chapter in the Elder Scrolls Online.
Ta-da!
It's been you know, received with great
when
critical
I do
acclaim.
This, you
it.
Go, yay!
Home of the High Elves for the first time in 20 years. It's great for new players. If in the off chance you aren't playing Elder Scrolls Online, this is a great chance.
In the off chance that you're not playing.
And of course, all you veteran ESO fans are already there. But we're not done there. We make DLC every quarter for chapters. You know, content comes out so regularly for Elder Scrolls Online. We're already working
like,
on our great.
If I'm going to wear a mic, I want it to be flesh tone like that.
The next DLC.
I know, as if you're not going to see it.
It's like a baby's toe, you know.
Yeah, I want a microphone that says there's a large growth coming
and
out of my
later this
cheek.
Year, we yep. have a story DLC named Murkmire. We're going back to Blackmarsh. So you guys have all been asking for a deeper dive into Argonian lore and culture. You're going to see it later this year.
You need more lizard people in your life. We got you covered.
Give us the
skooma. So there's one theme that runs through all of the Elder Scrolls Online's content, and that is great storytelling. From the launch game through all the DLC and chapters, it's really, really what holds the game together. But it's not just the stories that we as developers create for you guys to experience.
It's apparently a real moneymaker, though. They're doing great with it, from what I heard.
So I'm going to leave you tonight.
They're making fat stacks.
Highlighting just some of the amazing stories and memorable characters that you'll meet on your ESO journey. Thanks, everyone. See you in Tamriel.
See you there, buddy. We'll see you there.
You never know. You could be playing right alongside him.
Well, this is great, but these are all known quantities, right? Like, there's nothing about this that... Oh, it's a pretty game.
No, I mean, it's obligatory. You got to cover all your bases when you have a long-running game. You got to talk about it.
This is all true.
Ted, spoilers, I guess.
Whoa, I lost and reclaimed my soul? Diablo 4 confirmed!
There it is!
There's the soul stone, get it!
Yeah, if you haven't done this in the game yet, Scott, you may want to close your eyes. It's giving some big spoilers.
Eh, it's fine. For some reason, Guild Wars 2 is my current distraction from WoW doesn't have a new content patch. Oh, hey, it's what's his name?
Lord Vivek?
Yes, Vivek. Vivek. That's how they said Vivek in the game, so I assume it's Vivek, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mostly know him from a game where they never spoke.
Yeah.
It was before we invented speaking in games.
It was just texting.
Yeah.
We used to text each other. The mounts are cool in this game. They've managed to skirt that line of art style being accessible and stylized, and they're not aiming for ultra realism, but they're a little closer to it, so it ends up feeling, I don't know, it feels pretty good, that game.
Yeah.
It's also
I
nice
had a
to,
little bit of a hard time understanding their business model. Like, mm-hmm. I got in and I was like, do I have access to this? I don't know what I can and can't do.
Right.
But it seems very good.
For the most part, you're supposed to be able to do everything. But if you want DLC story stuff, you have to pay for it or subscribe. You can pay for it piecemeal or subscribe for the whole thing. And you get extra extra inventory space if you sub. That's about it. Everything else is the same.
What's this we got here?
I don't know. Elder Scrolls Online Robot Bug Edition. Oh, some kind of Doom thing. This music's too doomy to not be Doom.
It does sound very doomy. I like some doom.
Yeah. This has got to be doom. Diablo 4 confirmed. The Primeval. Oh! Yeah, Doom guy.
Okay. 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 I'm 100% about it.
What are they calling that? Doom 2? Really? Are they going to call it Doom 2?
No, I think it's got to be just some DLC or something, right?
Doom?
Eternal.
Eternal. Is this another game as a service thing? No. I mean, anytime they put infinite or eternal on something.
Thanks so much. I'm Marty Stratton, executive producer of Doom Eternal.
I am also
Hugo
here.
Martin, creative director on Doom Eternal.
In 2016, we launched our reboot of Doom and have been blown away by your support and excitement for the game.
And the amount of money we made.
In fact, it's a combination of your passion and our team's love of making Doom that has motivated us to deliver even more.
So we're back to announce Doom Eternal.
We're back!
And we did it!
An awesome, awesome new sequel to Doom.
It's a full-on sequel?
For the past 2 years, it's been so inspiring to hear you guys talk about what you'd like to see next. And
I love
I
this guy's
you,
voice.
We're right there with you.
Yo.
Like, you want the Doom Slayer to feel even more powerful? Well, we got it. You want even more badass demons?
This guy.
I would like badass demons.
He's my favorite.
You want to see hell on earth? Well, we just teased it. But what we're most excited about is to show you some of the things that
Ponies.
You might not be expecting.
Yo, Vinny.
That's right, including a ton of features that we'll have to save for later because our team will be debuting
Doom
Eternal.
Oh, it's not QuakeCon now.
QuakeCon this August.
Boo. Boo.
We'd love for you to join us live in Dallas, or, of course, you can tune in online to catch all the fun. But until then,
want
we want
your
to thank
thanks.
Everyone.
I want
to
see the Doom guy kill something.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Now take your baby toe microphones to the back. Hand them off. Ooh, Quake. So Quake Champions isn't doing very well, I heard.
That's what I heard as well.
How's everybody feeling tonight? Pretty hype? Just like a little hype or like crazy hype
Don't
right
cut
now,
to
right?
an audience shot when you're trying to hype.
Thanks. Hi. I'm Joshua Boyle, community manager for Quake Champions. Thank you very much. Ever since the first Quake title was released in 1996, our games have been shaped by you, the players. Now, that proud tradition continues
by
with
you.
Quake Champions.
None of you played it, so we're free to make it whatever
will
we want.
It always be the fastest and most fun multiplayer shooter, period.
We're happy to announce that it's now a Battle Royale game.
And that's not the only tradition that Quake's continuing.
Holy shit, that'd be funny.
These days, we're hearing a lot of talk about esports, but Quake has been there from the very beginning. In fact, we started hosting competitions at Quake.
100 Quake guys enter. One leaves.
It's here for QuakeCon. And this year, we'll expand on our legacy as the original esport with everything from intense grassroots competitions to major tournaments at QuakeCon and DreamHack Winter.
Do you ever want them to just cut to the audience and just have someone just like elbow deep in their nose picking at something?
We've been doing this for a long time.
Always. What do you mean, do I ever want to?
With more
Always.
Competitions for more players than ever before.
I want a shirt with that Quake symbol on it.
It's in a weird spot, though.
But I gotta tell you guys,
a little high.
Can't stop, maybe, won't stop.
It's like a pin, maybe. Maybe it's a pin
for everyone.
Whether it feels like they messed up on this one, and that's why it went to him.
That's why we just
well, he got a real kick out of what he just said.
To make it even easier for you and your friends to jump in and get good together.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
We're
seriously though,
access,
we like to have
tonight.
Fun.
We want to welcome all of you into the arena.
Oh, this whole waiting for applause thing
for
every time.
Only,
they've got to stop.
We're opening up Quake Champions to everyone through a trial of our free-to-play version before it even launches.
Wait, they're still in... are they still in early access? I thought that game was out.
Yeah, they haven't released yet.
If you get in and download this week, you can stay and keep playing Quake Champions for free even after the trial closes.
Oh, that doesn't strike me as desperate at all to make your game relevant.
And start playing with me and all of my Quake family
it's
tonight.
Just somebody from the audience. We already played it.
We're done.
Don't miss your chance to join one of the most passionate and welcoming communities in gaming. Now, for a taste of what you'll be playing tonight after our showcase is over, check out our new trailer for Quake Champions.
All righty, buddy. Let's see how you get us going here.
You will be playing Quake Champions.
It's kind of ugly is my problem.
Yeah, it's like that gamma's turned up too high on everything.
Yeah. I used to love... Oh, I loved Quake back in the day, but I don't know. That Unreal game pretty much stopped development after Fortnite got big.
I do like they've added a green version of Varel to their game, though. More yeah. Lizard people.
More lizard men.
Every time I see a lizard man, I'm going to put it in the chat. What are your thoughts on a rollerblading Harley Quinn-esque girl?
Yes. What if she was sexy and could shoot things?
What if she was so carefree about killing she chewed bubblegum?
Yeah, and blew bubbles in your face. What then? How much did you pay for it then?
Remember this guy? He's the guy with the visor for a face.
He's Quake Guy. Is that what he's called in this?
I thought he had a name.
Oh. Dennis? I'm Dennis, the Quake guy. You may remember me from such hits as Quake 1, 2, and 3.
Remember the time I shot that eyeball? That was a good time.
I don't know. Overwatch kind of spoiled everybody's lunch in this space.
It did.
Continues to. Now they're all getting screwed by Fortnite, so what are you going to do?
Hello, E3, from all of us at Arkane Studios here in Austin, Texas. It's been 1 year since we launched Prey.
It's been 1 year since you started the game. Thanks to our incredible fan base for 2 years since something we for sorry. Passion
and enthusiasm. And
it's nailed
like
it.
Showing our appreciation.
You got it. We're rolling out You're a basically a bare naked lady.
The next time you fire up Prey, you're going to see three new modes. Story mode. New Game Plus,
which was a big fan request,
and Survival Mode, which should be an interesting challenge for our most hardcore fans.
But that's just the beginning. We are really excited to tell everyone that we've also been working on a new Prey DLC, an infinitely replayable experience called Moon Crash.
It's a new twist on Prey where the enemies, hazards, and loot are all different each time you play.
We're so excited. We can't wait to what?
What?
They got killed by a monster. That's what happens in Prey.
They've been sombred.
The moon is a harsh mistress. The longer you're here, the harder things are going to get for you.
Did you play Prey?
Prey 2? No. Prey 1 I did. But this more recent Prey that this is based on here, this is Prey 2, right?
Yeah, this is Prey 2.
Prey 2 DLC. I'd never played Prey 2. Some people raved about it, and then I just forgot.
Yeah, they said the right things that made me... should have gotten me interested. They compared it to System Shock 2 and things like that, but... I don't know, I heard somebody say that you basically just hit things with a wrench for the whole game, and that didn't sound great.
No. I mean, the way I look at this stuff, why are they playing this song?
I think because they're trying to sell that this is infinitely repeatable, so they're showing you the Groundhog Day nature of it.
Oh. But all they're really doing is making it possible for my YouTube video to get banned. They need to stop playing this.
Well, if we talk enough, it won't happen.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
We just need to pitch it very, very high.
I don't know. I'm just not in the mood for a game like that. It's hard to explain. I've played so many like Half-Life type games. I don't need to do anymore.
Woo! Our coworkers are dead. Woo!
Oh, look, they're here. They're okay.
Yes, Mom, I'm still alive. No, I'm not a mimic.
What?
Hang on.
Oh, these jokes. Stop. John, hold me. Hold me.
I just want to make sure nobody tries to smack you because I saw Pete Hines with a wrench backstage a second ago.
We rehearsed
this. Thank
you,
Ricardo. That's so.
I hate it so much!
Like all arcade games, Prey is about playing your own way, and Mooncrash is no exception.
So you just saw a lot of cool stuff that's available tonight, but we're not done yet.
They release mimics on the entire crowd. It's actually a real tragedy the way this ended.
Typhon Hunter is a lethal game of hide-and-seek, where one player goes head-to-head against five other players who get to be mimics.
And just like in Prey, the mimic players can disguise themselves as everyday objects. So, you know, things like a chair, a coffee mug, a space banana, whatever works. But
come on,
definitely not a coworker, right, Susan?
Absolutely not. Probably.
Oh, the comedic timing of the post-it note was on fleek.
It was on fleek. They'll never be able to reproduce that in real life. It's a once-in-a-moment thing, a lifetime.
And a very high tolerance for jump scares.
Mom, I was at the Bethesda conference, and you wouldn't believe what happened. I can't even tell you the post-it fell. Oh, it was funny. You probably had to be there, though.
And we are
What's a mimic?
Inspired by your creativity and enthusiasm.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Look, I feel bad for them. This isn't their idea. Some jackanape manager says, you guys want to go to L.A. and do this dumb thing in front of everybody? Do we have to? Yes. All right.
I'm not making fun of them. I'm making fun of the situation they've created, which has made me feel awkward, and the only way I can deal with it is with bad jokes.
There you go.
Hello, friends. I'm Jens Mattis, the creative director at Machine Games.
Oh man, I'd love these Norwegianers,
and
man.
I'm Jan Gustafsson, executive
so
producer
good.
At Machine Games.
His name is Jerk. Look.
Last year,
his name was Jerk.
The streets and sparked a revolution in Wolfenstein.
I'm sure it's Yerk, but man.
As BJ Blazkowicz, you rallied the American
Wow, he's going ham. I love it.
Yep.
Thank you for embracing our game. We were honored to win Best Action Game at the Game Awards last December.
Wait for the applause. There you go.
And we are excited to bring Wolfenstein 2 to Nintendo
Oh,
Switch
did you hear how he said Wolfenstein?
I did. I was waiting for you to hear it. Because
yeah, so
I knew it would make you happy.
About Wolfenstein?
And, Wolfenstein Revolution continues with our next project, which leaps ahead in time to tell the tale of BJ's twin daughters.
Oh,
JW
cucks.
Wolfenstein.
See, because they have girls, see.
Pushes the
oh,
story
right.
Forward.
Hold on. I have a character I have to play.
It's
there are no women in alternate reality World War II.
There are no women in video games
game
ever.
BJ's twin daughters, Wolfenstein Youngblood,
Wolfenstein.
Will be a co-op experience.
Gosh. The most terrifying thing I've seen all press conference.
So while you can play it solo,
the Pip Boy or the Fallout Boy,
save the world
yeah.
Together. The resistance is counting on you.
I love this guy. He's my favorite.
All right, Hollyboss, let's
he
check it out.
Cursed at Nazis. That makes him my favorite.
I
too.
Cannot wait to play Wolfenstein. He's the best. Okay, what do we got here?
Listen, children.
I do feel like they missed an opportunity to call this BJ's Kids.
Yeah, BJ's Kids. BJ's Juniors.
Stand up and carry it. It's not about the pain you can deal.
Girls don't punch punching bags or hold a gun.
How much you can take.
It's do or die, sis. Just like Papa taught us.
I love that they're rednecks like their dad. Let's get in there. Let's take down this shit just like dad would. Oh man, dad is gonna be so proud of me.
Gonna whoop him.
Hey,
guys, Pete Hines is back.
Oh, shit.
At Bethesda, we're proud of our history of innovation, and that includes breakthrough VR technology that we revealed at E3 2012. Since then, we've delivered some of the very best VR experiences in gaming, from Doom to Fallout 4 to Skyrim, and we're not done. Two of the franchises that we just heard about are going to also offer VR experiences. When Prey's Typhon Hunter is released later this summer, you'll be able to experience the competitive mode that Susan and Ricardo were just talking about.
Can I virtually put a post-it note on my coworker?
It'll be the highest fidelity of VR experience possible. Putting a post-it joke. I'm sorry, note.
The Talos 1 space station. I'm also excited to announce a new Wolfenstein VR game.
Car game? What?
It's called Wolfenstein Cyberpilot, in which you play a hacker
just like in real life
and turn these war machines against their masters in our ever-ending quest to bring the message of fuck Nazis to every platform possible.
Well, aren't we potty mouths over at Bethesda?
You know, you got to appreciate it.
Yeah.
A company that's willing to make that their banner message.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Both the Prey and Wolfenstein VR experiences are playable this week at our booth at E3, so please stop by and give them a try. Now, we are really excited about everything that we've shown here
tonight.
I thought
he said card game for Wolfenstein.
Who are really
no, VR.
Here, who are really wondering about Fallout 76.
Well, F you, because we're not telling you.
And I'm pleased to tell you that your wait is finally over. Ladies and gentlemen,
I wish he swore all
he
the time.
He's the recipient of numerous lifetime achievements.
Like, I'd love him to go.
Todd Howard.
Here's effing Todd Howard. Effing, get out here, Todd. Okay, effing 76 is effing this and that.
Awards. And he's here tonight to tell us what he and his team have been taking so damn long to tell us all about.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Carmack.
Will you please welcome my very good friend, Mr. Todd Howard.
The great Sid Meier's.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we got a good plan for Fallout, is it? Yeah, it's going to be great.
Sid Meier on the stage. Oh, they're hugging. Oh, they almost hugged. That was a near man hug. Developer rockstar status.
Looking good. Oh, it's great to be back at E3. Thank you.
I'm Morheim Jr.
I could not be more excited.
You're never
going to
gonna forget that.
I
nope.
want to thank
nope.
all our fans.
Good,
because
that's
tonight.
What I've seen every time I've seen Todd Howard for so long. I'm glad I can share that.
Yeah, well
and
done.
And the millions of you watching online, we can't thank you enough. This is actually my 25th year at Bethesda, and I have seen.
I have seen some shit.
I have seen a lot of
effing Nazis everywhere.
Tonight is definitely. Definitely one of them. I got to go to the very first E3 right here in Los Angeles. I know. They're so cute when they're little. They're full of energy and life.
I thought the first E3 was in Atlanta or something.
Ran away from home,
or no,
Atlanta?
Chicago or something.
Yes. A lot of you didn't come. I liked Atlanta.
Oh, it was second
East
year.
Coast. And then E3 went through the...
They're
the
saying Todd
years,
Howard sounds like me, which makes sense because people also said Mike Morheim sounds like me.
Yeah, you all are the
but
same
just
person.
In the meeting rooms, they didn't invite anybody. And I can remember...
Look at him walking around. He's like Tony Robbins, dude.
Walking between the halls and seeing nobody. I was like, this is how a zombie movie starts. And now E3 has grown up.
He's doing a routine here.
It's more confident.
Yeah, he's got a bit. He's getting
better,
the material
like
out.
What's
you.
The deal with airline food, he'd say.
What's so the deal good, with Fallout Vaults? I mean, are we in? Are we out? What's going on?
I hope you're comfortable, by the way. I'm going to be here for a while. And E3 has become such an incredible week of entertainment, but we know that most of you came here for one thing.
Yeah.
Todd Howard!
Thank you.
All right. Get just okay. Okay. All right.
I think it's to see where we're putting Skyrim next. Well, I think we have the best one yet.
Oh, okay.
The Elder Scrolls speak of the past and the future. Now, Skyrim looks to the future, to its ultimate version.
Hey, that's Jordan Peele or whatever. Or the other one.
Alexa, play Skyrim.
You're level 57 and see a tall snowy mountain.
Climb it.
Now,
they're Skyrim really doing a bit about how Skyrim's on literally every platform.
Yep.
I didn't catch that. I didn't quite catch that. Your shout echoes all the way to Sovngarde.
What happened?
Fusroda, that's the command for knocking things over.
Is there a command for picking shit up?
Have reached that level yet?
I'm sworn to carry your
burdens.
Good. Ooh.
The dragon unleashes fire breath on you.
Is Amazon in on this deal?
7% health left.
Oh shit.
On the joke?
I drink a health potion.
I guess.
You are out of health potions.
How many wheels of cheese do I have left?
473.
Okay, I eat all the cheese. I eat all of the cheese.
Hey, hun. Remember what the doctor said about dairy?
Yes. Right, yes, of course. You're the greatest. Thank you so much. I eat all of the cheese.
Introducing Skyrim, very special edition. Also coming soon to Etch-A-Sketch. Motorola pagers.
Oh, shit.
And your Samsung smart refrigerator.
Eastland Noose. Oh, that's cool.
All right. April 1st was 2 months ago. That was fine, I guess.
It was all right. It made me laugh. I genuinely laughed a little.
Had to do it. Had to do it. Okay, really. We both know why you're here, and that's to talk
I'd be more okay if they were showing an Elder Scrolls game after that, but, you know, it's fine.
Fallout 76 is a prequel to all the other games, and it's our biggest one yet. It is 4 times the size of Fallout 4.
Oh, we've already cheered at this for 4 days. Stop.
Set in the hills of West Virginia, you are one of the first to emerge into an untamed and very different wasteland.
I'm eating a box of cereal with my hand. Is this bad?
I had a cheese quesadilla because that was all I had time to make between There Will Be Dungeons and this.
I'm starving. Lay off, I'm starving.
Putting cheese on a tortilla was all I had time for.
That sounds all right, though.
It was good.
Didn't they show this? We saw this at the Microsoft one.
They did, but now you get to see it again, and they're going to explain it.
All right.
They also showed it right before this whole thing started.
300 years after our great nation began.
Hi.
We gather together to honor the completion.
Hi, I'm TV's Ron 76. Perlman.
Yeah, you may know me from Hellboy and Hellboy 2.
This sprawling underground shelter may have been engineered
Sons
by
of Anarchy.
Yeah.
But it was built by you. So that if the bombs do come,
great.
Our way of life.
I hate the Pip-Boy. Can we not have that? It's the worst interface.
West Virginia. That's true. I don't mind the Pit Boy as a thing, but it's not a great interface.
What do you think the chances are of this game being the same engine that we're all mad at all the time?
I don't think it's the same engine. It looks too different.
I can't tell, because I think Fallout 4 looked pretty good on a PC.
Well, I don't know. Now I'm looking at that character. The character model looks kind of like it.
For when the fighting is stopped and the fallout has settled, you must rebuild. Not just walls, not just buildings, but hearts and minds, and ultimately, America itself.
I don't know, man.
In Vault 76, our future begins.
Okay, I need to... I'm getting frustrated that they haven't said anything about the game in 3 days.
1776, I think.
Vault 76, one of the very first vaults to open, was built to celebrate America's tercentenary, which is an awesome word, by the way. Like, that's your word of the night, tercentenary. You are one of the very special few selected to be an occupant and spend 25 years underground waiting for Reclamation Day, the day the vault opens.
All right.
Good morning, Vault 76.
Here we go.
This is the Overseer. I hope you all enjoyed the party last night, even those who may have overindulged and overslept, but it's time to get up and get out there. We've been locked.
Do you
away
prefer the
enough
stuff out in the world or the stuff in the vaults in Fallout games?
I like a little bit of both. I like in New Vegas, I liked everything.
Today is Reclamation.
In 4, I love some of the quests and some of it
finally,
I don't like as much.
I feared you'd never wake up. Don't you remember?
Is that the same dick robot in all of them?
Yeah.
F him.
It may be time to leave. But
well, I mean, it's a different robot, but same voice.
No.
You come from every walk of life, every race, color, and creed. But you all share one very important trait. You are this country's best and brightest. But more importantly, you'll always be my family.
Goodbye. Aloha. Ciao.
Okay.
It seems to look prettier than I remember the other Fallouts looking.
Yeah, I just can't tell because... I mean, Fallout 4 looked really good on a high-end PC.
We always start with the world, and this time it features all new rendering, lighting, and landscape technology.
Okay.
It allows us to have 16 times the detail and even view distant weather systems across the map.
All right, that sounds nice.
Now, most people don't know West Virginia that well. It is an incredible array
actually just start
of natural wonders,
West
towns,
Virginia.
And government secrets. This is where the actual nuclear secrets are. And the quest the Overseer sends you on will take you through 6 distinct regions, each with their own style, risks, and rewards. There's plenty of cool new Fallout creatures, and we even use the folklore of West Virginia to bring our Fallout versions to life.
Okay, so far this sounds like Fallout, and I'm down with that. You know what I mean? This doesn't sound like a survival game in the way I think. This isn't Rust. This is an RPG with shit to do.
So far.
We have always wanted to tell that story of what it will be like for you and the other characters,
just say the other characters
who were first to leave the vaults. But there is one big difference with this game. It's that each of those characters is a real person.
What?
Because, yes, Fallout 76 is entirely online.
Okay, well, now you're losing me. You better explain yourself.
Okay.
Not something I love.
I know. There's a lot. You have like 1,000 questions right now. So I'm going to go through them in order.
I got to stop eating this cereal.
The big ones. First, of course, you can play this solo.
This cereal is making me thirsty.
You'll be who you want, exploring a huge world, doing quests, experiencing a story, and leveling up. We love those things about our games, too. It would not have it any other way.
Okay.
But also, many of you, we have always wanted to see what our style of game could be with multiplayer. So many of us
talking like MMO style or what?
In our games,
so far it just sounds like an MMO version of Fallout, which I'm okay
together.
With.
Yeah.
So about 4 years ago, we hit upon an idea that is perfect for Fallout. Open world, survival, every person and character is real. And it was an idea that we just couldn't shake. We knew we had to do it and do it in a really big way. Now, I know you may have played survival modes in like some of our previous games or some other online games, and we, you know, people wonder, is this hardcore survival? I like to think of it maybe it's more softcore survival. Maybe that should be a new ESRB.
Think about it.
Death never means the loss of progression or the loss of your character. Your character isn't tied to one server. As a matter of fact, you'll never even see a server when you play. You'll be in a world with dozens, not hundreds and not thousands, of other players. It's the apocalypse. It's not an amusement park, okay?
I like
and
him.
You'll be able to join your friends.
He's got a real good way.
Whenever you want, and all of your progression goes with you.
All right, well, they're bringing me back. They're reeling me back in. This pee
when
hole thing's going to happen.
About games, we think about worlds and the choices that you can make, the stories that you create and tell yourself. By creating a wide open world with very few rules, we have a game more than any game that we've ever done where the choices are yours, where you'll decide what happens. You'll decide the heroes and you'll decide the villains. Look, this is a whole new world for all of us here. And fortunately, our friends at Vault-Tec have made a series of informational videos
cinnamon frosted
for when
flakes.
All of us emerge together.
Can you hear me eating it?
Yeah, it's like going down a gravel mountain.
I love this stuff when they do it.
As you venture out into this new American frontier, some of your fellow survivors may not be neighborly.
Yeah, Vault Boy is pretty good.
Yeah.
Now that's not an effective way to fight.
I wonder if the shooting's better, because it's never been great.
Chin up there, sport. Not all Vault 76 dwellers will be so hostile. Find them and brave the new world together. Whether you choose to explore the wasteland alone or with friends, your days will be filled with fun activities. You can run like a rabbit,
fly like a bee. Co-op. No matter what you do, you'll
never get away. I mean, this seems all right. This seems pretty good.
Yeah.
I would get in there with you and other friends and
hell yeah.
Form a cool band like that.
Hell yeah. Oh, I don't know about that part, but all right. Yeah, Yeah, I mean, a co-op kind of almost Destiny experience.
Yeah. Do science together!
Whoa, that sloth has got a problem.
He's moving way too fast for a sloth, dude.
If I can play through this, though, without being, like, bothered to, like, if I want to hook up with my friends, I like the option, but I don't want that to be the whole
like
game.
Like previous Fallouts, you can play this game solo in quest.
All right.
But the easiest way to survive in the wasteland is to team up and build together. And in this one, you can build wherever you want. And you can also then move that to wherever you want.
Oh, I'll show some video now.
After thermonuclear war, man's towering industrial marvels may no longer stretch to the heavens. What separates man from beast? It is his desire to build. Get started with camps. The construction and assembly mobile platform. Construct your home of the future.
Oh, I hate that interface, though.
With your home
it wasn't
secure,
good.
You can now craft handmade ordnance at your leisure to give your altercations that personal touch. It falls on you and the ingenuity of your fellows to rebuild.
I mean, I guess my concern is this landscape going to be full of just people who kind of half-heartedly put a toilet out in the middle of nowhere?
I hope so.
Don't become too attached too quickly. Monitor your environment for anything out of the ordinary.
So horde mode and all that BS.
Tomorrow may undergo certain challenges. After a crisis, work with your neighbors to ensure success. There's no I in nuclear wasteland.
It looks like your structures can be destroyed, but the thing that always bothers me about that is you put in all this effort and then it's gone.
Will shape the new American dream. What's that sound?
So it sounds like player progression is not interrupted, but there goes the neighborhood. Your stuff is, and so you'd have to go reconstruct, buy new stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, we love dynamic game systems. So we thought, why don't we put multiple nuclear missile sites on the map?
Seems like a good idea.
And then let all of you do whatever you want with them.
Today's episode, Atomics for Peace. When you emerge from the comfort and safety of your vault, the world you know will have changed.
Hi, Johnny.
Take your friendly old neighbor, Johnny. Rather than coming over to borrow a cup of sugar, he may now be coming over... for murder.
Murder!
Murder!
Greater means of protection. Nuclear armaments. That's right. Courtesy of your Uncle Sam, these wonders of the atomic age can be found right in your own backyard. But how does a fella like you...
Seems like a gross overreaction to your neighbor coming over with a gun.
Yeah.
Begin by inquiring with the locals. Gently coax them into cooperation. Use a little elbow grease if you have to.
You know what I haven't seen at all?
In the likely event you don't acquire a full
what's it called? The thing.
Own, do not give
what,
up.
What's the body targeting thing
search
they used to do?
Who might oh, vats?
Vats, yeah.
I don't think they can do it in a game with multiple people because it pauses.
Yeah. With the power I'm actually the okay with it. Make a better shooting game. I don't need vats.
And consider your target carefully.
Attention. Launch sequence activated.
That was very phallic. Very phallic indeed. I like that these nukes only affect
on
the,
camp
the camp you're aiming at.
A random stranger? The local wildlife? Whatever your target may be, take advantage of the resulting fallout to gather rare and valuable resources. yet these rewards don't come without
these
risk.
These are so brutal. I love them.
I would
the
love to be who's in charge
new
of those.
The world is yours to command with the power of the atom.
Yeah, I think I'm in. I need to...
We know you've played a lot of our games and a lot of online games, but this one really is unique. We have built a platform, 100% dedicated servers, that will support this game now and for years to come. And look, we know this is new for all of you. It's new for us. It's a little bit scary. And to that end, we're going to need your help. Because, yes,
beta.
We are going
here,
to have
here we go.
A
Here's
beta.
How we find out.
Woo! A thing I can lose
and
all my progress in.
It is sponsored
in.
By our friends Woo! At Vault-Tec as well. The Break It Early test application. Because evidently, these online games are hard. They can have some nasty issues. I read on the internet that our games have had a few bugs. I did. I read it on the internet, so it's true. And that sometimes it doesn't just work. Anyway, we know together that we are going to build something really special. And we also know that all of you love our special editions. And
this
we
one comes
have
with
an
a nuke.
Awesome collector's edition for yeah. you. It starts with a map of the world that glows.
Boom.
In the
Another F. They got old Todd Howard to curse as well.
Yep.
So cool. It comes with figures you can put on the map. And it also comes with a Fallout collectible that really I've always wanted, so we made them for everybody to buy, and here it is.
Oh, come on.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
Oh, I want one of those.
Fly right.
You're in on it.
Yeah.
What? It actually modulates your voice? That's great.
Yep.
What's the use of diving? Cool down, Papa, don't you blow
How big is it?
Yeah, that's a concern for your side.
I have a giant honking head, so I think my head is too big.
Yes, all of this, the Fallout 76 Power Armor Edition. So you're probably wondering, when is this game coming out? We're excited to say...
Oh my gosh, here's your November.
This yep, year,
here it is.
November 14th.
They always do this. This is their thing, and I like that. I wish Blizzard did that.
Yeah,
Thanks
no
again
kidding.
For all your support of Fallout. It's been 10 years since Fallout 3, our very first one, and it's been an incredible journey with all of you. We do have another Fallout anniversary that we are celebrating here at E3. It is the 3-year anniversary of Fallout Shelter, which we announced.
That was 3 years ago?
And released
yeah.
right here at E3. And we have some cool surprises for you. Fallout Shelter is coming to the PlayStation 4.
Oh, I don't care.
And because that guy said it, it's also coming.
Well, I'm
to the
sorry,
Nintendo
Scott.
Switch.
Sometimes they have to talk about things you might not be interested in.
You can play it with the Joy-Cons or touch controls. And yes, it's still free.
This announcement wasn't from me. You turned on me, Todd. You turned on me
the last minute. Not even he looks convinced.
And excited to say these versions are coming out tonight.
Let the servers quake. We
Again,
also make
thank
quake.
Thank you so much for your support of all that we do coming here tonight. When we see how many of you our games have touched, it's incredibly special. Especially Fallout Shelter. That game has been played
Show us
by
on
over
the doll where Fallout touched you.
20 million people.
Incredible.
That is more people than every game that we have made combined.
What?
Incredible.
What?
It does kind of make you stop and realize
I don't understand
that
what you just
our
said.
Games can have new lives
more
on
people
any type
played
of device or system.
Just Fallout Shelter on the phone than the all of the other games they've made ago, combined.
We oh, well, that, I find that very depressing.
For mobile games. Fallout
Me
Shelter
too.
Was one of them. And we did have another one that was far, far more ambitious. And we've been building it. And it's in the other franchise that you love from us. It is called
Doom.
The Elder Scrolls oh. Blades.
All right, what do we got here? What do we got? Tell me what this is.
Like Fallout
A
Shelter,
mobile game.
We wanted an experience that we were not finding anywhere else. Here it is. Blades, at its heart, is a pure Elder Scrolls game.
Okay, show me the screen.
A massive first-person RPG with console-quality graphics, but with a uniquely mobile experience. Believe me when I say you have to see this running on an iPhone 10. This gigantic screen does not do it justice. You can tap to move or use dual sticks. Combat is all new, and it follows your specific movements and timings.
I know, dude. I don't like it. I like when phone stuff takes advantage of why phones
to the first
can do a thing that nothing else can do.
This game features both
like certain touchscreen things make perfect sense.
Procedurally generated
card
dungeons.
Games, for example, beautiful interface for that.
And it's not just melee.
But this, F this
you
shit.
You have a range of abilities and spells you can use.
It's just, to me, it always looks like, hey,
and of course,
do you want to play a shitty version of an Elder Scrolls game?
Improving
no.
them, leveling up, picking new abilities.
Look at all the currencies up top. Run! Run away!
The chat is legitimately concerned that you're having too much cereal.
Can be played
I gotta stop.
Mode.
I'm done. I'm not eating anymore. I'm gonna die of
that
cereal.
That was incredibly important to us, that you could play it however you wanted.
And this is out.
You never know when you'll need a free hand.
Today.
Probably today.
To hold your coffee, what do you... Degenerates.
He's pretty funny.
He is.
And it's not just dungeons. It's incredible outdoor areas. Yes, running on a
that
phone.
Looks better than,
really
that looks better than the Skyrim
incredible.
One.
Incredible.
Then just make a new Skyrim. You know what? I bet it would look awesome too.
Yeah, and I bet people would play that like crazy.
Yeah, but it's like you said, this is the depressing part. Probably more people will play this than would play a new Skyrim.
And this will be a huge moneymaker for them. It'll be enormous.
Blaze has several
people who
modes
play mobile games are the problem.
First, the Abyss. A roguelike experience where you can see how far you can go in an endless dungeon. And the Arena, where you will do battle one-on-one against other players.
Okay, the Abyss
the
is interesting because I like...
The Town. This is the hub for your story and quests. You are a member of the Blades, the Empire's top agents. Forced into exile,
the Blades.
You return home to find your town destroyed and need to rebuild it. Yes, Blades also features a town building mode.
Just like
you'll
in Blade,
what your town looks like,
Blade 2 and Blade 3.
And decorate
Blade Trinity,
all
where all those vampires destroyed the town,
the town
and he had to
up,
put it back
you'll
together.
New NPCs, quests, and more. You can even visit your friends' towns.
Even? I mean, it looks pretty. Give him that.
This?
Whoops. Director goof.
And then it got weird.
Yeah.
This is an Elder Scrolls game that you can play however and wherever you want. And we are going to bring Blades to every device and system we can.
Oh.
Phones, PCs, consoles, also virtual reality, on mobile, all the way up to high-end VR on PCs. And what's really cool is all of those connect to each other.
All right, I'm more interested now because I don't mind a casual experience like
that.
We'll
go back to that portrait mode.
I just don't
want
to play it on a phone.
Yeah, if you're in a meeting on your playing a game,
but it's still, I still feel like it's going to play like a bad Elder Scrolls game.
You're playing a game.
Well,
and so with Blades, you could be in a meeting playing Blades against someone at home in VR.
Isn't that crowd?
Blades is coming this fall for free.
Pre-order? Pre-order? All right, I'm going to go see if it's even pre-orderable.
And you can pre-order it tonight on both the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. Also, this week, go to playblades.com and register for early access. If you're here at E3, Blades is going to be playable in our booth. So please, come by and check it out. You really need to see it running on the phone. We'd love to see you. Please come by. I just want to thank you all again, all of our fans here, everybody watching online, for all of your support over the years. It is so exciting to show you all that we have coming out this year, and it is an honor and a blessing to represent all of the incredible people at Bethesda Game Studios. We have three offices now in Maryland, Montreal, and Austin. There's a lot of them here tonight. I want them to hear your appreciation for their work.
Okay, well, he says tonight, but when? Because it's not up yet on either store.
I mean, it's just a pre-order. I know, but everybody needs to rush.
I just want to know what it's going to cost. If it costs anything, or if this is just
your
like
soul, Scott.
Your very soul. You will have played a lesser Elder Scrolls game, just and you should be punished.
The best team and group of people I could ever hope for. Amazing. We also thought, since we're all here together tonight and it's so special, maybe we do something
take
a
off
little
your
different,
shirt.
Too.
Take off
and
your
tell
pants.
Tell you what we have coming beyond this year.
Yank your wiener.
We have also been working on a brand new next-generation single-player game.
Go on.
Okay, all right. Is this the one he's been his secret game that no one will talk about?
Is in an all-new epic franchise. Our first wholly original franchise in 25 years.
Did they tease it?
We're excited to announce our next adventure.
Everybody in the chat's mad at you because he apparently said it was free.
Oh, well, he keeps saying pre-order, so that's why I keep wondering. I would think free too. Free games is where you make money. Weirdly.
I hate it so much.
I know.
I hate it.
I know. All right, what do we got here?
Space!
We're in space. Oh, some kind of science fiction. I'm into that. That's a genre they haven't messed with at Bethesda much.
The genre I would like a Elder Scrolls Fallout-esque universe in is Western,
though. Oh,
can you imagine that, an open-world Western
I'd
game?
I'd love that. It's called Satellite. Oh, shit. Well, I was close. It's called Starfield. That's it?
That's it. That's your tease. Do you feel teased?
Yeah. I feel teased.
Starfield
that kind of annoyed me.
Is a game that we have spent years thinking about and working on. Something we feel uniquely positioned to pull off and that we're incredibly excited about. But
can't show
we're
you
also
shit.
Building toward the game after that. And it's the one you keep asking about.
Really?
Oh, they're going to show us Skyrim 2 or
the new Elder Scrolls game?
Yeah.
I'm about this.
Yeah, I'm all about this. The ESO people probably hate this. The makers, I mean. ZeniMax is like, damn it.
Well,
we
yeah.
make one. We make one of these.
We made it. You were applauding earlier. That's all we get of that, too.
It looks like the glider scrolls. It looked like
the
a G.
Scrolls.
The glider scrolls. Oh, don't stand. Can we all sit,
okay,
please?
Actually, now I'm really done. I just want to thank you all for your time tonight, the time you've spent in our worlds. We'll see you out there.
All right. Genuinely interested in... Wait, is Zippy coming out again? Oh.
Yeah,
can
Pete Hines
another round of applause, please?
He's
all right, let's bring out the band.
Yeah, bring out that guy with the tight pants.
We only get him up here like once every three E3s, but boy, when he shows up, he brings the goods.
He's been here every year for 4 years.
Thanks also to all of our studios and teams around the world who are so dedicated to giving our fans the very best games. If you're a gamer on any platform of any kind, we think we've got something for you. And I hope you're as excited about what you've seen tonight as we are, whether it's a new Fallout game, a new Elder Scrolls game from Bethesda Game Studios that you can play on your phone for free, Rage 2, Doom Eternal, and so much more. We're really excited. Now, remember, if you want to be one of the first to play Elder Scrolls Blades or join the Fallout 76 beta, you need to go to BethesdaNet and register. It's easy and it's free.
Okay.
For all of you here with us tonight, thank you so much for joining. The party is going to continue afterwards. For everyone else around the world,
we're getting drunk.
Thank you so much for joining us. Everyone have a good night and a great E3.
Bring out the band!
Bring out that dude that looked like the Creed singer.
Oh man, can you imagine if somebody really thought they had a big get and brought out Creed for one of these things?
Oh my lord. That'd be awesome. So, they're going to do this thing everyone does.
Yeah, remember the trailers? Mm-hmm. Remember the fun we had?
Remember these videos we just saw?
Do you think they show the band playing?
Probably. There's some value to this, probably. Some psychological test that says this is smart. Apple does this on their stage stuff. They'll recap everything at the end.
Yeah.
I get it. I should start doing that with podcasts. You remember when we talked about Blizzard? And then we talked about Blizzard again.
Yeah, just a big old like highlight reel at the end. It's just like me, natural 20.
Yeah.
You, I don't trust it.
I don't.
People
trust
are just
this.
Like, oh gosh, man, I love everything they do.
I think the games here that are jumping at me and making me super jazzed and stoked are mostly Rage 2. And honestly, that Fallout game.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by it. They
sold
convinced me to be intrigued.
Yeah, they sold me on it. I wasn't expecting to be at all. Mainly because I thought it was just going to be some weird offshoot the way everybody was talking about it. It's not.
Yeah,
it's a proper game.
They made it sound like I was going to be running around, like, clicking sticks and then, you know, crafting those sticks to make a log.
Yeah.
And all, like, that stuff. And yeah. It doesn't look like it's that.
No, it doesn't appear to be that at all, which is heartening. But yeah, there you go. Bethesda E3 showcase. Now I know I have on the schedule chat room that we were going to do that other dumb one. What's that one called?
The Devolver,
but I'd rather put, acid in my vagina. So we're not doing that. I don't have a vagina, first of all, but also I don't want to watch that one. And neither does John. In fact, it would just be me because everybody else is going to bed. So we're not doing that one, but I'm sure they'll have something nice there at Devolver, whatever. But we'll be back at it tomorrow for, hold on. Tomorrow's a blur. What are we doing? Tomorrow's Monday, right?
Yeah, we're doing Sony.
Who's
we're
first?
Doing...
Is it Ubisoft first?
What's the order? We're doing Ubisoft. Then maybe the PC gaming show.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Then Sony. Yeah, that's tomorrow.
There it is. Ubisoft, 1 p.m. Pacific. PC gaming show is at 3 p.m. Pacific. Sony at 6 p.m. Pacific. And that ends it there. There's a Nintendo thing Tuesday. Don't know how that's going to work yet, but we'll figure that out when we get there. That's less of a stage thing and more of a, what do you call it? Like a video deal like they do.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yes, it's good times for everybody involved. Anyway, the point is that no Devolver Digital. I need to remove that damn thing.
We should get food, real food, not just you eating cereal.
Eating raw food out of a box. So we're out of here. Thank you all for listening, watching, being here. The PC gaming thing, yes, it's a good train crash. We'll probably be there to see it with you. I think we'll figure out a way, at least part of it.
Yeah.
And they really like Patrick isn't on there because it's like 4 a.m. for him or something. So it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I did the PC gaming thing with you the first time they did it, and it was awful.
Yeah.
I couldn't make it the second time, but I watched, and Patrick, he suffered along with you on that one, and he was upset.
Yeah.
And I think we're all going to suffer tomorrow.
Yeah, it didn't go his way. So we'll let you know. Keep your eyes on all our tweets and stuff. Thank you for coming and hanging out with us, and we'll see you later.